Hi, Merritt. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hello, Dr. Wright. So good to talk to you. I was wondering if you could discuss serrapeptase and nattokinase, especially for my husband. He has a very stubborn hematocrit level, even though he's getting a phlebotomy every 2 months. And also for me, I've post-surgery about 3 weeks, and I may have some blood clots, and I was just wondering if you could discuss that.
Sure. Well, let's start with you because of the blood clots. Now,
yeah.
The one of those two that is just research proven, most of the research in Japan, but thank goodness they print it in English so I can read it, is the nattokinase. Now, nattokinase has a very unique and very focused capability. It only does one thing. Eats clots. It will not help digest anything else. It really won't. But if it sees a clot or detects it, I don't know if it has any vision, but if it detects it, then it just starts chowing down on it. And the research in Japan is very, very solid. And let me tell you about a letter I got from a lady in Arizona. She was a reader of the newsletter, and she read about nattokinase, N-A-T-T-O-K-I-N-A-S-E, in that newsletter, in one of the newsletters. And the letter she sent said, "Hey, I started taking nattokinase several months ago because I had a clot that went from my ankle to my groin on one side only. And I was told I would need to be on warfarin, which, as you know, is a so-called blood thinner, for the rest of my life. Well, I took the nattokinase, and I don't have any clot anymore." She said the doctors couldn't believe it. I went back a couple of times, and they told me, "Gee, your clot's getting smaller. Your clot's getting smaller each time I went back, and now it's gone." So she not only got rid of her clot, she didn't need to take warfarin for the rest of her life, which is never recommended because the doggone stuff causes very bad vitamin K insufficiencies, which will mess with your brain, according to a neurologist from the University of North Carolina. So anyway, if you got clots, ma'am, you get the nattokinase, it will not mess with anything but the clot. No kidding. It just floats around the bloodstream doing nothing if there's no clots, which is why it's not so good to take when you don't have a clot. It's except as a preventive. Now, for example, my wife and I, we take that before we get on an airplane if it's a long airplane flight, because people are known to get clots during airplane flights, and we don't want to have one. So we'll take a nattokinase before we leave, and every 4 hours if it's a long flight. And that's a nice protector. But back to you, it does need to be taken to get the job done if you know you have a clot, about every 4 to 5 hours, because the stuff just kind of floats around the bloodstream. If it doesn't see anything to do after 4 or 5 hours, it just kind of deteriorates and goes away, seriously. But it doesn't do anything else. So the nattokinase, for you, if you know you have clots in there, I'd be taking it for at least 3 or 4 weeks and making sure I clear all the ones that I think I have. Now, is it going to hurt you if you don't have clot? No, that's a nice thing. Okay.
Now, I'm overweight, and so should I take more than one?
Let's go milligrams. It'd probably be best to use a couple hundred milligrams at a time, and the usual capsule is 100 milligrams.
Oh, so 200 milligrams?
Yeah, won't
and
hurt anything.
Can you take it with fish oil? Does it? Does the nattokinase thin your blood?
No, ma'am. Nattokinase has no way of thinning the blood. It just eats clots. So if you're taking fish oil over here and nattokinase over there, I don't know if I'd mix them in the same mouthful, but if you're taking them separately, then the fish oil, and especially for women, the fish oil that's higher in the DHA fraction, because DHA, researchers actually found this, DHA makes the platelets more slippery and less sticky in women, but DHA doesn't do much for men. It does a lot for man's brain and women's brains, but it doesn't do much for man's platelets. The EPA fraction of fish oil is the one that works in men, and that doesn't do much for women. So just make sure you've got the fish oil with the higher fraction of DHA for you.
That sounds great. Isn't that also important for men then, for their brain?
For the brain, absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. It helps with those memory cells up there, absolutely.
Very
so,
important.
Yeah. Now, that other one, serrapeptidase, what were you thinking of using that for, ma'am?
Well, my husband, he has a phlebotomy every 2 months, but his hematocrit, and he's on testosterone, you know, his hematocrit remains 53 towards the end of the 2 months to 55 or even a little more. And so I was just wondering if the seropeptase could help him.
Not really, ma'am. Now, there is a good chance, and you've probably been told this, that the testosterone is pushing the testosterone upwards. Now, that doesn't mean it's causing the whole problem, because if you're going to 52, 53, chances are your hematocrit started in the upper 40s or up to 50 or even a little more, and that's raises one's risk for heart attack and stroke because it's very abrasive blood when it gets that thick, and the hematocrit indicates to some degree the thickness. So for one thing, ma'am, a hematocrit of 50 actually does raise the risk of heart attack and stroke. Why isn't he going in for phlebotomy more often or talking to the doctor about adjusting the dose of testosterone? That's an either-or thing.
More often than every 2 months?
Well, yes, ma'am, because do you know what the hematocrit is? It really is. There is research out there that shows that the greater the blood thickness and the hematocrit constitutes the biggest fraction of blood thickness, the more likely we are to have heart attacks and strokes. And the reason for going in more often, ma'am, is that menstruating women who do not take birth control pills or smoke cigarettes hardly ever have any heart attacks. And yet they're perfectly healthy, especially if they're menstruating. They're before menopause, they're usually perfectly healthy. And what's their hematocrit? Well, just ask any laboratory. The range for those ladies is 35, 36, 37, usually 36, 37, up to 42, 43, ma'am, nowhere close to 50.
Right.
So he definitely could go in more often. If he's coming back at 50 to 52 each time, he can get his risk of heart attack and stroke down further by going in more often, and the blood bank will love him for it.
Well, they actually won't take him, but he is on Medicare, so he's able to get the phlebotomies, you know, without a large charge. But I'll tell him that. And is there anything else as far as supplements that he could, that would help?
Help what now?
Help the hematocrit levels besides the phlebotomy.
Nothing much besides the phlebotomy and working with the doc who's skilled in natural medicine to find out if it is the testosterone only doing that or if there's something else behind it, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, doctor.
And thank you for calling. And well, I hope your husband thanks you too, ma'am, because he's playing with danger with a hematocrit that high.
Okay, that's very important to know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.